This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, a lot of preaching today is aimed at providing people with comfort and confidence in their salvation, but you have urged us at times to examine whether or not we are truly saved. Now, obviously, there are dangers in presumption. Is there any danger in too much self-examination?
Yes, there is. You can become fixated on yourself, which will not produce the very thing you're trying to produce. The person who is analyzing their motives all the time, or analyzing their fervor all the time, am I lukewarm and going to be spit out of his mouth, or analyzing their doctrinal clarity all the time, will defeat the very thing they're after. And the reason is because we don't get assurance mainly from looking in the mirror. We get assurance mainly from looking at Christ and the sufficiency of his work on the cross. Now, all that not to say we don't do spiritual introspection, because 2 Corinthians, at the end of the book, last chapter, says, test yourself to see if you are in the faith. And the whole book of 1 John is written to give tests of faith. If you hate your brother, you don't know God, things like that. But once you've done the introspection, you've seen what there is to see, you've repented the best you can of what you've seen there that is sinful, you've taken heart from little evidences of grace that you see there, what do you do next? You don't get your assurance from that glimpse mainly. You do what you need to do there, you do your spiritual business there, then you get your eyes focused on the hope giving promises. It says in Romans 15:4, everything that was written beforehand was written for our instruction, that by the steadfastness and encouragement of the Scriptures, we may have hope. So you get your longing for hope rooted in the Scriptures, and especially the center of the Scriptures, which is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. By looking at Jesus, we are awakened to feel the sufficiency of his work for sinners. Beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being changed from one degree of glory to the next, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we see the glory of the Lord, as he says five verses later, in the knowledge of the gospel of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So fixing our minds and our hearts mainly on the center of the Bible, which is Christ crucified and risen and reigning and providing an alien righteousness for us that we have by faith alone, this glorious center of the gospel is where hope is awakened, preserved, kindled, and assurance is maintained. I deal with a lot of people who, when I lead them through steps toward assurance, will come back at me with, but this, but this, but this, but this, always saying that they can think of another reason why they shouldn't have assurance. And you know, ultimately you get to Christ, you get to the gospel, you get to the cross, and there's nothing more you can say. You say, go home after this service and simply meditate on the cross. I heard a woman give a testimony one time coming out of the Jehovah's Witnesses, where she was about to commit suicide because she just couldn't do enough works to give herself the assurance she felt she had to have, and the only way she knew to have it was that. And before she committed suicide, she was on a Good Friday evening. Somebody had said to her, you know, you should just read through the Gospel of Luke. She knelt down at her bed. She began to read through the whole Gospel of Luke. This was pre-suicidal, to see if there was any last hope. And when she got to the final chapters, it was the beholding of Christ on the cross, forgiving a thief and saying, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. That broke her. And she gave a testimony the next Easter morning to the effect that it was looking at Christ crucified that rescued her from a suicidal lack of assurance. All of her introspection, all of her performances did not do what beholding Christ could do.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.